time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Market, Fairy House Sunday Market, Ireland's favourite Sunday market. In fact, one of Ireland's favourite markets, full stop. Now, it was established over 30 years ago and has been the market on the east coast of Ireland to visit every Sunday. And the reason it's so popular is it literally has everything and anything. Clothing, shoes, jewellery, sportswear, workwear, rugs, mats, bed linen, power tools, the list goes on and on and on. And they also have a car boot section where people can come along, register and sell stuff from their house out of the boot of their car. You know exactly what a car boot sale is. Make it a day out, because the range in Fairy House Market is just extraordinary. It really is. They're open most Sundays throughout the year, with the exception of the odd race day, like Easter Sunday, for example. Now, I did pop up to the market a couple of weeks ago to talk to a number of the traders. So Rory Hackett is a butcher from Rush in North Dublin, who also runs a stall in Fairy House every Sunday.
All the veg we bring here on a Sunday comes from our town, Rush, and again, from the local market, fresh fruit, and we bring our own meat, homemade sausage, back rasher, and we bring the raw, fresh farm milk as well. In fairness now, it's very well run, and it's a good family day, right? People do come, they do get a good experience, because it's well run. And other markets can be a bit iffy, but no mess in here, and it is good atmosphere, yeah. And most traders know each other for years, so they get on well.
All right, that was Rory. Once again, Fairy House Sunday Market, every Sunday throughout the year, with the exception of one or two. Make sure you pop along and tell them the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Orla is what we want to talk about. Orla and her fella. She says, don't use my full name if you do cover this, guys, because nobody knows about this. But I heard you asking for topics on your podcast. Try this one. I'm Orla. I found out at the weekend that I'm 6 weeks pregnant. And of course, the first person I told was my boyfriend. And his reaction shocked me. We're only together 7 months and we both used protection. But he told me that he was too young to be a father at 26 and that he won't hang around if I keep our baby. And also said that he won't pay for a baby that he doesn't want. I'm against abortion. I don't think I could go through with that, but I also don't want to bring a baby up on my own. I can't believe his reaction, and I just don't know what to do. Can you please give me any advice? And that is, as I said, from a lady called Orla. So, the boyfriend, so they were both using protection. She's gotten pregnant. The boyfriend has said, I'm not ready to be a dad. I don't want to be a dad. Please terminate the pregnancy. She's in 10 minds about this. She doesn't know, but she also doesn't want to bring up a child on her own. It's just a shocking story.
Yeah, I don't want to give my opinion too much on it at the moment. I want to hear your opinions, guys. I'm going to sit back for a second and rest, because just someone said to me, why are you always giving your opinion? So I'm not going to give my opinion on this. I'll just say one thing about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is about you guys. You give your opinion. One of the reasons being is that I spoke to Orla for about 50 minutes this morning on the phone, as you know, and I've got to know her quite well and her situation. So at the moment, it's not fair for me to give my opinion on it. So you give your opinion, guys. It's open to you. But I will say this thing. Let's stop with the blame game here. We've been sent a load of comments that people have posted on Facebook, and people saying, oh, you dip the wick, you pay for the oil and stuff like that. The fact is, they did it the right way. They both used protection. So she was using protection and he was using protection.
They were very unfortunate then.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens.
No, I don't know. Neither do I.
But anyway, you're sick when you're on the pill or something like that.
It is what it is. So she is pregnant,
and she did everything right. She was on the pill, or still is on the pill. Well, it was until to the point she got pregnant. She was taking the pill. He used a condom the night. Well, sorry, they're not sure when she got pregnant, but the only thing is, the only thing she knows for a fact is that every time they have had sex, he has used a condom. Mm-hmm. So he's a responsible person when it comes to sex. He just got unfairly trapped, I suppose, and she got trapped as well. That's all I'm going to say. I will give an opinion when I hear everybody else's opinion. What's your opinion, Adrian? Because I just don't want people, I don't want people hating on me for the whole bloody year. I
think she needs to get rid of him. I think she needs to dump him like a hot snot. But I also am concerned about her because she needs to dump him. She needs to get rid of a waster like that, yeah? But does she really want to raise a child on her own with no financial support from him?
Don't know how
it's going to be an absolute nightmare.
I don't know how anybody raises a child on their own. I said, there's two of us trying to do it and we're struggling.
Yeah, that's my point. Does she want to consciously choose to have this child on her own without him around and without any financial support? I think she needs to think about that. The option of terminating her pregnancy is available to her for another couple of weeks here in Ireland. I'm not necessarily saying that's what she should do, but I think she should think long and hard about whether or not she wants to bring up a child with no financial support from this guy.
I'll only say this from talking to her. She's not, by the way, she's not pro-life because she's religious. She's not religious in any way. She's pro-life because she just doesn't believe in abortion, not on religious grounds. You can't expect a woman who doesn't agree with abortion to have a termination. And everybody just flippantly saying, get rid of the baby, get rid of the baby. That's disgusting. She doesn't want to get rid of the baby.
Our number is 085 825 2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. What should she do? Her name is Orla, and that is her dilemma. She's 6 weeks pregnant. Her fella has said, I don't want to be a daddy. Please terminate this pregnancy. She has a couple of weeks in which to do that. But she's in 50 minds over it. But anyway, the bottom line is, if she doesn't terminate the pregnancy, if she goes ahead with it, he's gone. He's out of there. And he has even told her he won't financially support her if she has a child that he doesn't want. In other words, he doesn't want to be forced into being a dad when he doesn't want to be a dad.
That's a hell of a lot. I'll say what I wasn't going to say. I'll say it on you because it's the truth as well. If this was the other way around, every day of the week, women have terminations without even telling the potential father of the child. It happens all the time where women will go and have a termination, mm-hmm. and the prospective father will never, ever know about it. So how come are we having, you know, different rules for different genders and stuff like that?
Oh, what? She should terminate the pregnancy because he asked her to, because he doesn't want to be a dad.
No, but I'm saying if it's the other way around, yeah? If this was a topic, yeah? About a woman having a termination without telling her boyfriend, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If that's what this was about, we wouldn't get one call ringing with any opinion on it. Because everybody agrees that a woman shouldn't have to consult a man before having a termination.
Her body, her choice.
Don't we all agree that if a woman is pregnant and she wants to terminate the baby, yeah? That she shouldn't have to consult the man. Her body, her choice. So it's a one-way street. Is that what we're saying?
No, but okay, so this guy doesn't want to be a dad, yeah? He doesn't want the responsibility. Now, at 26, if he had said 16, I'd have said, yeah, fair enough.
No, I wouldn't have wanted a baby at 26. That was the last thing that I would have wanted at 26.
You're a grown man at that age.
No, I wouldn't have wanted one at 26. Not a hope would I want a baby.
What should Orla do? 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's kick off with Trevor.
Just a word of advice to Orla. No matter what she does, she needs to get rid of that useless sack of shit. So he's putting an ultimatum on her. Get rid of the baby and keep me. Or keep the baby and lose me. She should definitely keep the baby and dump that fucking easy. Imagine doing that to your girlfriend. Might come as a bit of a shock, lads, and I just think I'm a bit of an old dinosaur, but no, sorry, that's my opinion on this one. He's a sack of shit. she should burn that bridge and just take care of herself and the baby.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. Well, what do you make of Orla's dilemma? She's a few weeks pregnant. She's 6 weeks pregnant. And her fella, she broke the news to him the other day. And his reaction was, uh-oh, I want nothing to do with this. I'm out of here. Terminate the pregnancy or we're finished and I'm gone.
Well, it's easy for him to say in order to ask her to terminate the pregnancy, because the after effects when a mother terminates the pregnancy, men don't realise the side effects if a mother does terminate the pregnancy. The fact that he doesn't want anything to do with the baby, well, he should have thought about that before they done the date.
But as he said, well, as Orla said in the message, they both used protection, so they were being as responsible as they possibly could, both of them.
Yeah, yeah. The way I look at it is, if she wants to keep the baby, keep the baby. Now, he could be nervous. Like, first-time fathers are nervous.
Well, he said to her that if she proceeds to have the child, he won't hang around, and if she keeps the baby, he won't pay for a baby that he doesn't want. In other words, he obviously feels he's being forced to have a child that he's just not ready for, and obviously he's not emotionally mature because of the way in which he's after reacting. So you're better off not having somebody like that immature fool being a dad.
No, you're not. But make sure he still pays child maintenance. If I was her, I'd tell him to go fuck off, but still make him pay child maintenance.
And then bring a child up on her own.
Bring the child up on her own. If she has family support, well and good. And there is mother and baby groups out there, so there is. What she should do now is she should just focus on herself. And the fact that she wants to have the baby, she should just focus on herself and and have the baby. And then after, when she does have her baby, if she has family support, well and good.
Okay, but she has said in her message that she's not sure she wants to bring a baby up on her own. And that's the issue that she faces.
And I think as well, Anya, I think people are being very flippant about this, saying just bring the baby up on your own. It's a very difficult job.
It is a difficult job, and I totally acknowledge that, because the first six weeks after when my son was born, I had to bring him up on my own.
Oh, how come? What happened?
What happened was myself and the father, we were going through
difficulties.
So we were, but it wasn't to the same extent as Orla.
Jeez, he didn't walk away from me in the first 6 weeks of having a baby, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, Jesus.
He did.
You see?
Yeah, he did.
I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, but you got back together again, did you?
Yeah, we're back together again. So we are, and yeah. Everything is going really well.
Well,
so
I have to be honest, Sonia, I wouldn't have forgiven him for that. That is the most difficult time for a woman 6 weeks into giving birth. And no,
yeah, I know.
Anyone that walks away, I wouldn't call him a man, anybody that walks away.
Okay, but they've kissed and made up since, so leave her to it.
No, but the point is, wouldn't it be worse if he did walk away? At least he's being honest before the baby is born and saying, listen, this is not for me. If this happens, I'm too young to be a baby. Would you rather?
And in fact, I'm too young to be a baby.
Or too young to be a father. All you people giving out about him saying what he said, yeah, you'd be giving out about him more. If Orla was on the phone in 9 months' time saying he walked out of me the day I gave birth in the Coombe Hospital, would you agree?
So what, do you think he should be praised for being upfront?
No, I'm not saying he should be praised. He shouldn't be praised. He's not a real man. But at least it's better than doing it afterwards.
Afra, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Afra?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you make of this story? What should Orla do here? The boyfriend has said he's going to walk away. She doesn't know what to do here.
Well, just like the lady said before me, I agree with her 100%. Like, a baby is a blessing, you know, but like, it's a terrible job. Like, it's very hard, you know, but in the end, when you when you hold your baby, the feeling is amazing, you know.
No, I agree with you. It is an amazing experience, but not if you're not able for it, not if you're not prepared for it. And this lady, she said, I'm not sure if I want to bring up a baby on my own.
Yeah, well, we cannot, you see, like, we cannot influence her either way. She has to take the decision by her own. So if she's not feeling prepared, then she's not prepared. If she wants to go ahead with it, it will be the best thing in her life, you know?
Even if she ends up having to raise the child on her own?
Listen, I'm raising two kids by my own because their father almost killed them off, you know, like 3 years ago. And it's super hard. Like, I have no help from anyone, but like, I wouldn't give this away for anything.
I'm sorry, can I just go back to what you just said there? He's been gone for 3 years because he tried to kill them off.
Well, he almost did. You see, like, I had a dramatic relationship, right? And we got separated in 2020 when COVID started, right? For 2 years, he was seeing the kids whenever he would want. He would pay only what he would want and when he would want. Then he stopped seeing them for, I don't know, a year or so. Then 3 years ago, I gave the kids to him. And bear this in mind, he had some allegations against him. So basically, he wasn't supposed to be by himself with the kids. However, he got drunk one day when he had the kids over. He got intoxicated. He got the kids into the car, no car seats, nothing at all. My son was just like 4 years old. He was in the front seat. They were screaming, whatever. So he got on M50 because he wanted to bring the kids to the beach. On M50, multiple cars saw him driving like dangerously, right? So they called the guards. They chased him. They got him arrested in Don Larry. And since then, nothing. So since then, I have been raising two kids by my own. And honestly, I'm so happy because I'm raising them by my own, because I know they're safe.
Okay, now, I'm sorry to hear you went through all that. My Jesus. Now, let me ask you then, ideally, raising a child on your own isn't the way, it's not easy. I'm sure you'd agree.
No, it's not easy, but like, it's amazing, you know.
So your message to Orla is, go ahead with the pregnancy and have your baby, and it'll be a great experience.
You see, I'm a Libra, so I'm always like in between. So I understand her point of view that she's not ready. And I understand my opinion, like keep the baby, and someone else's opinion, right, with keep the baby. That's what I said at the beginning.
I know, but in your, sorry for cutting across the air. In your situation, it's obvious that you are better off without the father of the children.
Oh, yes.
We've heard some shocking stories on the show over the years. I've never heard anything quite like that. Is he still living in the country, by the way, or is he locked up, or what's happening?
No, like, he was jailed because, like, he did something else. I'm not really sure because, like, he's MIA, you know, like, we don't know where he is.
Oh, he is MIA, is he? So you have no idea where he is?
No, I don't know. The only thing I know is that he is here because he was released from prison a month or so.
Oh, my God. Now,
because he did something else, but I don't know where he is.
Okay, the point I'm making is what happened in your situation was tragic, absolutely horrific. That is one in a million, like, that you end up with a man like that. But in this situation, Orla's partner, soon to be ex-partner probably, is not a psycho. He's not trying to harm anybody. He just doesn't want to be a father. That's all.
And it's every man.
By the way, it's every man's right not to want to be a father. And the same, it's every. We don't judge women when they say I don't want kids, do we, Adrian?
Exactly. No, we don't. But like, you say in the same time.
Women say all the time. We have a female friend, Adrian, you and I, who hates kids.
Okay. No.
Why don't we judge her?
The fact of the matter is, he's after getting a girl pregnant. You have to deal with that reality.
Exactly.
He should have been a bit cleverer and not got her pregnant, but he has.
Exactly.
So you can't run away from that fact that he got a girl
pregnant.
Exactly,
that's the responsibility he has.
It's also a responsibility she has as well. It takes two to tango. In this case, two of them hopped into bed. They both had protection.
Totally agree.
No, I don't know the stats on how likely it is to get pregnant when you're both using contraception. Maybe. So one person has suggested maybe the condom came off during sex. That can happen as well. It's a very easy thing to happen. But the fact of the matter is, it's a different situation to you. Like, the baby is not at risk. Orla's not at risk. He just doesn't want to be a father. What is wrong with a man who doesn't want to be a father? That's all. And they weren't having sex to procreate. They weren't family planning. They weren't having sex.
No, they weren't. No.
They weren't having sex with a view. And all of you...
So what are you saying? That we should respect this man's desire not to be a father?
Well, absolutely. We respect every woman's
desire. Then he shouldn't have had sex. He shouldn't have done it.
But then everybody listening to this podcast right now then is a hypocrite, because you'll all be having sex tonight and it won't be to make babies, correct?
Yeah.
How many times do you actually have sex in order to make a baby?
Two or three times in your life.
Yeah. So if you have sex 50,000 times in your life, yeah, and only two or three of those times are to make babies, the rest is for pleasure. So everybody get down off your high horse, stop judging the man. He doesn't want to be a father.
And yes, I get that. However,
yes. If we had a woman on this show right now saying, I don't want to be a mother, we'd all be applauding her and saying, that is your choice. It's everybody's choice.
He's now trying to back out of wanting to be a father when it's too late.
No, he never wanted to be a mother in the first place.
He shouldn't have been having sex then. If he was that dead set against it, he shouldn't have been having sex.
So you'll probably have sex tonight. Is it to have a baby? To make a baby?
Amanda has been in touch.
Hey guys, short and sweet today, but I have to say, my advice to Orla would be, girl, that man is not your future. That man is not your future husband. He is not the person who will love and respect you. Because if he was, this wouldn't be his reaction. Because yeah, he's entitled to not want to be a father if he doesn't want to be. But how he's gone about it, no. That's not respectful towards you, and you deserve that. You deserve that. So regardless of what you decide to do with the baby, you run from that man. You run as far as you can, girl.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Look, here's the thing, you know, I've heard what you said, Adrian. I heard what you said, Jeremy. It's a bit late for this, Jeremy, now, that he doesn't want to be a father, as Adrian says. And I'm definitely on Adrian's side today. You know, the fact that I'm married...
Jeremy, you've heard the expression, you dip your wick, you pay for the oil. And that's what he's done, literally. No. That's literally what he has done.
But yeah, you know, it's not, I get what you're saying. Jeremy, you keep saying there, my body, my choice. I'd be very, you know, I'd be on the floor if a woman says to me that she was getting rid of the baby. So, you know, it goes both ways. You know, I'd hate for a woman to get rid of abort a baby if I was having a baby with her. You know, I genuinely would, and I think every man would. But the fact of the matter is, this fella, he got the girl pregnant, and... He should be stepping up. You know, that's the problem with today, guys. The men of today are not the men of 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know, they'd rather be in their mas and their box rooms. They don't want to have a baby. They don't want to have a family. Yes, they want to have sex. They want to play their PlayStation. They want to do whatever the fuck you want to do. Go out with the lads and have a few drinks. But here, mention a baby, they're gone fucking running. You know, that's the difference between 2025 and back 20 years ago.
But John, look, this guy, for whatever reason... he's 26. He doesn't want to be a father. And she's only 6 weeks pregnant. And it's not like she can't end the pregnancy, because she can if she wanted to. Irish law, she's got another 6 weeks in order to do that. And some people think she might be better off going down that road, but still dump him, get rid of him, don't have anything more to do with him.
By the way, can I just say to all the people, because they're annoying me, all the people saying she should just have the baby anyway, let me ask you all a question, okay? All you people saying she should have the baby anyway, yeah? Are you You guys send it. Are you prepared to give her money to help raise the baby? No, you're not. You don't
just wait.
They don't give a shit. They absolutely don't
give. But if that was my daughter, Jeremy, you know, me and my partner would be supporting our daughter.
I'm saying all the self-righteous people who are commenting now saying, keep the baby, it's a blessing. Yes, a baby is a blessing, but none of you give a shit about how that baby's going to be paid for or anything. None of you give two fiddlers. So get down off your high horse, which you're preaching and saying, keep the baby. It's the same. Sorry, go on, John.
If it was my advice to Orla is keep the baby. I would say that because she's going to regret that for the rest of her life if she does.
You don't know that. There's lots of people out there.
She already said in her message to us originally, I don't think I could go through with an abortion, but I also don't want to bring a baby up on my own. And you're telling her, bring the baby up on your own. You'd be grand.
Well, I tell you one thing is for sure. She needs to get rid of that scumbag first. You know, and I tell you what, if that was my daughter, I'd be around there kicking his bollocks in as well. And that's another thing I'd be doing.
Okay, that's
the
great.
Word for nothing comes.
Okay, so John, if you're telling Orla to keep the baby, and that's fine. If Orla rings you, can I give Orla your phone number? And if she can, she ring you?
Orla's not my daughter.
No, you're there telling her what she should do with her own.
But I don't want.
Let me ask you the question. You're there preaching, demanding that.
I'm not preaching anything.
Yeah, you are.
I went through this with a good, very good friend of mine, and she regretted it, and she still is to this day regretting
Let me ask you the question then. If Orla does decide to keep that baby because John, the great John, said so, yeah?
She can do what she likes.
No, that's not what you said. You said she should keep the baby. If Orla decides...
I think she should.
Yeah, that's your opinion. If Orla decides to keep the baby, can I give Orla your number? And if there's some night when she's sitting at home alone, listen to me, for God's sake, would you? If there's some night...
It's just ridiculous.
Would you just... Listen to me.
What,
did
John come around and babysit?
No, is it okay if Orla rings you and says, can you come around and help me with the baby? Because you're the one that's mapping out her life for. So are you prepared to help?
I'm mapping out her life for. You're asking an opinion. It's a fucking opinions matter, guys.
Are you prepared to help Orla with the baby if she needs babysitting some night?
Obviously I'm not, because I don't know the girl from Adam. Okay, fucking knew her, I would have. Okay, so you know, a different.
Okay, so some Saturday night you won't drop the curry chips.
Okay, so your advice to her is dump your man and have the baby anyhow.
Well, here's the thing: she's gonna regret it. Look, whatever way she goes on this journey, Adrian, whether she keeps the baby, as Jeremy says, well, sure, what are you gonna do then? Or if she gets rid of it, she's gonna live with this decision for the rest of her life, no matter what she does. You know, but there's one thing's clear here. He ain't a man. He's a fucking mouse. She needs to get rid of him because he's the bastard that has...
I know, I agree. I think everybody agrees he needs to go. But Jeremy's argument is, what is wrong with a guy like this saying, I don't want to be a dad.
No, there's nothing wrong with a man.
As you said, Adrian, why did he fucking have sex in the first place? He knew quite well the consequences. He knew what was going to happen. And there was always a chance. I don't care what's the protection to what they were doing, but there was always a chance of pregnancy. It's always 99.9, and that's 1% chance, or whatever, is a 0.5% chance. And now that it's not happening, he doesn't want to have anything to do with her or the fucking day. It's a scumbag, isn't it?
Because most people, and I agree with you, any man that doesn't support a woman is a scumbag, but most people, John, have sex for pleasure, okay? It's very rare that someone has sex to make
babies. Yeah, but you have to be aware of the risk that you're taking.
You are, but when a woman says she's on the pill and you say, well, I'll wrap up as well, you think...
Me and my partner had fucking sex, and we did. We had two kids, you know. Now, one of them was planned, one of them wasn't. Did you think I was going to leave her and run away? Oh, I can't do this. You see, that's the problem with men these days, as I keep pointing out. They're absolute fucking muppets there.
Yeah, no,
I agree. They can't stand up and fucking, you know, step up to the table here these days. You know?
She needs to get rid of him and have the baby. Stay there for a second, John. Let me go to Carla. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Carla?
Hi, guys. I just think that maybe if he's only been told, he's probably in shock, you know, like if they're not living together, if he's not in a stable job, he might get his head around it in the next few days and change his mind. But I think maybe she just needs to speak to her family and maybe his family and see what kind of support she'd have before making a decision to get rid of the baby or keep it. She probably just needs to.
Now, obviously, she only found out at the weekend. She told him about it, and he reacted badly, it has to be said. He wanted to... He wants her to terminate the pregnancy. He doesn't want to be a father, and he won't financially support her either.
Yeah, it's a very tough situation. I think she just needs to look at, you know, what support she's going to have if she does have the baby. If she doesn't want to get rid of it, I wouldn't be letting him force her into it either. But to be honest, he probably is just in shock. Like, he is quite young. He probably didn't expect
I wouldn't say 26 is overly young in terms of having a child.
It is to be a father.
Jeremy had my first job when I was 25.
Yeah, how did that work out?
My children are fantastic.
You've other things, other priorities when you're 26. Maybe you want to go travelling.
He's not 16.
But you don't go travelling at 16, Adrian. As soon as you have a child, that's it. Like the Kanye West song, 18 years got you for 18 years. You can't go travelling, you can't do anything with your life. He has every right, in the same way a woman has every right to say, I can understand why some people don't want children. Jesus, they're hard work. But why is he being berated when women aren't, when they decide that?
Because he's saying this now, after the fact, after the lady got pregnant. That's the problem here. That's the problem. There's no issue.
Well, sorry, if you want me to be blunt, he was hardly going to say it before sticking it in, if you want me to be blunt about it. That's not something you say on it.
If we were talking about a guy who said, I'm 26 and I don't want children, yeah? You'd say, yeah, okay, good man, yeah, fair enough. That's, just be careful if you're having sex.
But Carla, do you not see my point? Is that, obviously, I don't think I know from talking to Orla, they never had that conversation about children because they're only together 7 months. It's not a conversation that comes up during the first 7 months of a relationship. Would you accept, Carla, that there's an unwritten sort of acceptance there that at 26, you don't want to be starting a family when you're only going out for 7 months?
It's very soon, and I think people are being a bit harsh, you know, calling them scumbag.
Oh yeah, that's John there, he is a scumbag.
You know, he is a scumbag for telling the girl that he's not going to support her and he doesn't want to get... He'd want to grow up or...
Yeah, but he mightn't be in a position to. Like, we don't know his situation
That's tough. Look, it is here. It's now. It's here and it's now. He'd want to grow a pair of bollocks and stand up. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's too late now for this and that and the other. He'd want to grow a pair of bollocks and stand up to the table, as I said. You know, it's too late for, I didn't want a kid. I wanted to travel the world. Well, fuck that as well, Jeremy. Travel the world. He should have fucking thought about that as well before he got into the bed, shouldn't he have? You know, the fact of the matter is, guys, this is happening. This is fucking real. That girl is pregnant, and the fact of the matter is, it's too late for all that now. It's too late. That was yesterday. Today is today, you know, and he needs to step up. That's it. I don't know why he's all fucking, he's only 26. I had my first fucking child when I was 19. You know, get the fuck out at 26. It's too fucking young.
Can I ask, and don't take this the wrong way, you can tell me to shut up if I do, was the baby you had at 19, was it planned?
No, I told you that one was planned.
That's exactly the point. Nobody planned.
Well, I didn't run down the fucking road crying my eyes out saying, I'm not doing this, did I?
No, you didn't.
I knew how to fucking handle the situation.
Well, you don't in 19. I was delighted
with my life, Jeremy Dixon. I was fucking over the moon.
Yes, but you didn't sit down and... nobody sits down and plans to start a family at 19 when they don't have a mortgage or a full-time job.
I'm not speaking for everybody here in Ireland, but I tell you what, I'd say at least over 50% unplanned pregnancies, but we don't fucking run off, start crying and fucking, we wanted to fucking go to Australia. You know what I mean? It's gone, it's over. You walk through this the way I did at 19. I walked my bollocks off and I made sure that that child had every fucking thing, everything. He never, I heard of the whole family now, you know, I fucking done what I had to do, and this is what this guy has to do if he's listening. He needs to grow up here, get the fuck out and walk your cunt off until that kid has everything and that mother has everything. Simple as that.
John, I want to praise you at 19 years of age.
Please don't praise.
No, I do, because you hung around at 19. Because I can tell you now, when I see couples together and they're 19 or 20 years of age and the uncle is wearing his little tracksuit and he's barely able to grow a moustache and you see him pushing his girlfriend's pram and he's baby daddy, I just know 9 times out of 10 that relationship isn't going to last. It's not going to last, because no 19 year old man wants to be tied down with a baby and a nagging partner asking them to do bottle feeds. You're 19. You want to be out celebrating. So I do want to commend you for actually hanging around. You are a proper man.
Difference, Jeremy, between 20 odd years ago and now, that's what I was saying. The guys now, they just want to play their fucking PlayStation and be out with their mates.
Yep.
I would hate. And you know what? Here's the thing, guys, and I'm not even messing with you. I had a chat with my daughter and I said it to her, don't have any time for men. School, college, the whole lot. Get the college out of the way. Get your degrees out of the way. Get your money into your bank. Get your house. Fuck men. Keep men away from you, you know. And she even agreed with me. She's that, definitely. And you know, I think every mother and father have to have a chat with their daughters and their sons.
So
I tell you what, this is the likes of this shit that's happening today, guys.
Okay, Carla, just to go back to you. So this lady, Orla, will be listening to this podcast, and she obviously was looking for advice. Your advice to her was a little bit more level-headed. It's just take it easy for a week or two. Maybe he's going through shock that he might come out of, and see what happens in the next week or two.
Yeah, I think she needs to speak to her close family and friends as well. And, you know, they may say, look, we'll help you. Do you know what I mean? And maybe if she's close to his family, she could speak to them as well. I think that maybe he is just in shock and he may change his mind and be a great dad when the baby's here. It's probably just, you know, shock in the system, being like, oh, I need to live my life. I can't be doing this. That's just what I think.
All right, good to talk to you, Carla. Thanks very much indeed. Our number is 0858252626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, let me bring in... Amanda's back onto us again. Here we go.
Hey, guys, I'm back. Jeremy, come on. Like, you're giving John a hard time for saying he would support his daughter. Like, he's not saying he would put a woman in that position, nor is he saying it's acceptable to put a woman in that position. He's simply stating if another man put his daughter in that position, he would provide for her and look after her. And he's asking, does Orla have family like that that can help her, you know? Because that is a big thing. Because she can do this if she wants to on her own. But yeah, he's asking, does she have support?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la,
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon.
Well, Jason, what should he do? What should she do?
Adrian, switch the story around and just change her for him and put her in his position and him the other way around. What would you call her? If he came along and says, I want to be a father, keep the baby, I'll support you, I'll go to work, I'll do everything John said. And she said, no, I want an abortion. What would you be saying now?
I think most people would probably say her body, her choice.
He does not get a choice. Okay, you're saying he got her pregnant. There's nowhere in that note that says that he tied her down and forced her to have sex. They both had sex.
Yep.
They both knew the outcome. In this day and age, girls can't start screaming now, oh, I want to be able to have my body by choice, but if I choose to keep it, you have to pay for it regardless. They want equality. So there is no equality in that. As I said in my message, we want to start teaching our sons not to be sleeping around anymore, because this is what happens. They can lose everything. We all know men that have stayed faithful to women for 20 years and they were having affairs behind his back and they took everything that he's worked for. We all know that. But we don't teach our sons that. We teach our daughters they don't need men. Let's start teaching our sons. If you can't find a good woman that's not flaunting it all over the internet, stay on your own. It's a lot cheaper.
So... this lady Orla is listening to us right now and she is debating whether or not to have a termination. She's a couple of weeks to decide that or go ahead with the pregnancy and keep the child and everything else, but have to raise it on her own. What do you think of this guy? Because I think he's a lowlife.
There you go. You think he's a lowlife because he wants equality. He wants the right to be able to say, I don't want to be a father. If she asks her friends, most of them are going to say, you go, girl, you screw him in the courts. They're going to be saying, get rid of it, because it's what we fought for. We fought for my body, my choice. Well, it is her choice to be a mother. He has to be able to have the choice to be a father. I'm sorry, but if you want equality, it has to be equality all the way. And you know I have daughters, so I'm not one of these fucking women haters. I have more daughters than I have sons. I've taught my daughters to respect themselves. We had no accidents in our house. I have five daughters, four for well over teenagers, three over 20. Guess what? No accidents, because they were brought up to respect themselves. I have a son who's in the music business, as you know. He's going around the clubs. Guess what? No accidents, because we taught them respect, and we taught them, actually, you don't always have to sleep with everybody you meet. That's what we have to teach our kids, not the blame game. Not he's a scumbag because he doesn't want to be a daddy, but she's a champion, she's a hero, she's a survivor, because she chose to either get rid of the baby or keep the baby. I mean, you can't have it. We're demonising young men all the time. We're telling them they're fucking worthless, no matter what they do, unless it's what women want now, they're fucking useless. That's what we're telling young men, Adrian, and you can see why the problems we're having in society nowadays. I mean, we're playing the two genders off against each other.
What is your reaction
then? They made a mistake. The two of them made a mistake. The two of them want to sit down and they'd want to have a good, good talk before it gets too late. She really has got something that women fought for years. I know she mightn't like it, but she said she doesn't want to be a single parent. You can't force him to be a father. If you can't force her to be a mother, why can you force him to be a father?
Okay, you can't force him to be a father, but sure, he's going to walk away anyway, and he's not going to be a father. He might be a father biologically, but he's going to piss off and not support him in any way. So he's not being forced to be a father.
That. And she's not being forced to be a mother.
Nobody said she
was. There's options out there. Well, then, nobody's forcing anybody. We can't force anybody to do anything. Remember, we live in an era now where people can do what they want. And guess what happens when you let people do what they want? They do. And this is what they do, Adrian. See, we've taken everything out of society that was ever morally good and right, be it right or wrong nowadays, and now we've just said it's a fucking free-for-all. Guess what? This is what a free-for-all looks like. We've feral kids running around. We've men and women having kids with absolutely anybody and everybody and not worrying about the consequences, i.e. in 20 years' time, your offspring are going to be out there. We don't know who's sleeping with
let me ask you then, Orla is listening to this podcast. What is your advice to her about what she should do here?
Don't talk to your friends, okay? Because they'll give you the wrong advice. You and him go off and sit down and see if you can come up with some compromise. There has to be. He could be just in shock. We don't know. But don't talk to your friends. Talk to your family. Talk to him. If you get on with his family, talk to his family. Talk to a doctor. Don't talk to your friends. Don't go on the fucking internet. And don't come out and look for people like that. Because you know what it is? It's divide now. We've divided the genders.
Okay,
now we're dividing the genders.
So you would agree with this message that just came in to us. How dare you call him a scumbag? He's not a scumbag if he doesn't want a baby. His opinion should be respected too. That's really what you're arguing.
We preach tolerance, but we won't practice tolerance. We're preaching tolerance. We have to be tolerant of everybody, but we're not tolerant of this young man's decisions. No. We don't know what's going on in his head.
Sorry, no, he would be a scumbag if he walked away after the baby was born. And there are men that do that. That's not a man, by the way.
If he stuck by her for the next couple of months and then walked away, he's literally told her, as soon as she found out she was pregnant, he says, whoa, we're only 7 months together. I don't want to be a father.
So you think his opinion should be respected?
It has to be. I mean, it has to be. Ours has to be. Ours would be more respected than his. As I said, if she said she was going for an abortion tomorrow, everybody would be clapping her on the back.
I want to just bring in this very quick opinion from Darren.
Any fool with a dick can make a baby. It takes a real man to raise
a real man to be a father. Yeah.
Yep, we all know that. All right, let me just squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Jessica. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Yes.
Well, Jess, what do you want to say?
Oh, it's a waste of space, 100%. Doesn't matter whether the baby's here or or the baby's still in her tummy. He is a waste of space whether he walks away.
Is he, though, for not wanting to be a dad and not wanting to be forced to be a father?
Well, you can't force a woman to be a mother either. But he knew what he was getting into. He has a responsibility. Whether he walks away, he's still going to be a waste of space. And this whole thing of, oh, he's in shock, he's this, he's that. Fuck off, you're 26. Book up and be a man.
Well, as I said, if she wants to have an abortion, he wants to be a father, he'd be told to book up and be a man. It's a woman's choice. He can't win.
Well, yeah, he can't win. Because it's not him that has to push it in. It's not him that has to deal with the emotional and mental trauma of it.
Jessica, do you agree? She knew what she was doing when she was having sex with him. Do you agree with that? They both knew what they were doing. They both knew the possible outcome.
No, look, supposedly if they both used protection, something went wrong. That's obvious. Something had gone wrong. But he's not the one who has to do the emotional trauma, whether it's keeping the baby or terminating.
That's what
he's
they voted the for, Jessica. But see, I mean, but see, there we go. That's what women voted for. Women voted to have that choice. Why is the men not out there having the marches? And why are the government not out there now saying men should have the choice as well? It should be 50-50.
Because you can't force them to have
that,
a child.
That doesn't suit. That doesn't suit. That does not suit the narrative. If men got together and went on the streets tomorrow with their placards, I have the right. I should have the right. We wouldn't get any airtime. We'd be laughed at. We'd be called all the names under the sun. But if women decide to go out there on the streets
because
and do that,
there's no physical way you can make a woman have a child just because the man wants it. There's no physical way you can do that.
Yeah, but then why should you force a man?
Because he has responsibilities to that child.
But if the woman decides to get rid of it, just tough. He has no responsibilities at all whatsoever.
Because, like I said,
he's no say.
It's not him.
Well, then why are we not going around the schools and teaching young men that? Not young women. Young women know how to play it now. Young women know they can have abortions, they can have the baby, they'll get money off the state, they'll get money off the man, they'll be housed. They'll be always looked after no matter what our decision. If it's a mistake, we look after the mistakes. If a man makes the mistake, we fucking crucify him. So why don't we get a thing going around the schools and teaching young boys? This is what the real world is like. If you sleep with a girl and you get her pregnant, you have no fucking say. Would anybody join me with that? No.
Jessica, what's your advice to Orla?
I'd say go with your gut. If you want to keep that baby, keep it. If you have the family and friends, like John said, if you have the family and friends around you, that's all you need. You don't need an absolute waste of space man-child who doesn't want to buck up and take responsibility for what he has also done, because he helped you make that baby.
No, it does take two. And in fairness, the question you just asked, I never even thought of asking her after spending 50 minutes talking to her. Do you have family support? I think that makes a big difference. If you have a mother and a father, or a sister and a brother that can help you out, then it's a completely different situation. But if you're completely on your own, then it's a tough job, isn't it?
Of course it is. But that's what I'm saying. If you have the family, if you have your family, and even if his family want to support you, if he doesn't want to, but his family will, even better.
All right, Jay, before I let you go, I've been asked to play this message for you from John, who was on a minute ago.
Bit late for that, Jay, isn't it? Bit late for that. You know, the baby's on the fucking here. The baby's in our stomach, you muffin, you know, and then he wants to run. For fuck's sake, get your shit together, Jay. Get your shit together.
There you are, Jay. Get your shit together.
I will. For John, she might come around and kick the bollocks in.
All right, and just before we wrap this up, Orla has actually been back onto us, and she said, guys, it's Orla here. I would have loved to come on, but haven't told my family yet. I found the topic very interesting, hearing opinions from strangers. Honestly, I agree with Jeremy about people not realising how difficult it is to be a single mum. And to everyone saying we were careless having sex, I can assure you that we were safe. I don't know how it happened, so don't judge. We are sitting down tonight, and I'm going to play this for him. Oh, right, okay. Going to play the whole podcast for him. That should be interesting.
I'd say you won't be on his Christmas card list.
No, maybe not.
It's not funny. You spent the last hour calling them names.
Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is 6 days a week. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.